Markets flash excess warnings as clean energy costs rise and Microsoft's tax rooting surfaces. Bank of America issued a speculative excess warning for equities Monday, with S&P futures trading around 7,560, a level reflecting substantial optimism about AI-driven earnings growth. BofA characterized speculative positioning as having reached extreme levels, creating conditions for what the bank called a snapback when sentiment shifts. The historical pattern the bank invoked is that speculative excess tends to resolve quickly and painfully rather than slowly and manageably. Alphabet shares climbing after CNBC's Jim Cramer named it a top 2026 pick illustrated the sentiment-driven dynamic. BofA is flagging. Retail participation in equity markets is currently elevated and prices moving on media recommendations, even for a company with genuinely strong fundamentals, is a symptom of momentum outpacing analysis. The expiration of U.S. clean energy tax credits from the Inflation Reduction Act is beginning to show up in project economics. Developers who plan solar, wind, and battery storage projects under one cost structure now face higher capital costs, which will either render projects uneconomic or push expenses through to consumers as higher electricity bills. The USTR's three-day Section 301 forced labor tariff hearings opened Tuesday, covering 60 economies, with a final decision expected before July 24th. The expedited timeline means new tariffs affecting electronics, textiles, and solar supply chains could land within weeks. Tesla's internal policy capping employee AI spending at $200 per week, while explicitly exempting Elon Musk's xAI products from the cap, embeds a strategic competitive preference directly into expense policy. Employees can use xAI's Grok without spending limits, while competitor tools face manager approval requirements above the threshold. The policy steers employees toward xAI's platform with obvious implications for that company's enterprise adoption numbers. A new EU mandatory country-by-country disclosure report showed Microsoft routing roughly 40% of its global profits through Ireland, where the company employs approximately 3% of its staff and pays roughly 12% tax. Microsoft is defending the practice, but the disclosure puts a precise number on financial engineering long understood only in general terms. Exactly the kind of concrete data point that European regulators and U.S. tax reform advocates can cite in legislative arguments. The EU's mandatory disclosure rules are functioning as their architects intended.